Yay!
Eh?
No, hold on. Apparently, it's not working. Can anyone hear me? I wonder. What do you think?
Oh, hey, it's 10 o'clock. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock right now. And I don't know if people hear us.
Brother says he hears typing.
He hears typing. Oh, there they are. All right. Anyways, I was trying to play music, but apparently it wasn't working. So I
It
guess we're just
works.
gonna like talk. No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna play music. So actually, the music that I'm gonna be playing are songs from previous weeks because I didn't have people request them this week. But you guys can figure out who requested these from weeks past. So here they come.
Where we hold up your favorite AMV editors for public ridicule. And you like it! Oh, you know you like it. Port 8000 AMV Radio.
Motherfucking shit! Get the fuck up! just a little boy. I'm not your toy. I don't know a lot about life. I'm scared of your knife. And when I say to you, I'm not gay, hear what I say. Hear what I say. I will run away from you if you take your clothes off. I'm a little honey bun. I don't like to have. Mom, I will run away from you if you break your clothes off.
Warning, the views and ideas expressed on this show are purely the opinions of the respective owners and not necessarily those of AnimeMusicVideos.org in any shape or form.
Hi! Hey! Welcome to AMV Radio. I'm Coop, first-time host, and I have my co-host here, SNH Knives.
First time?
Yeah, this is my first time hosting, man. Remember? I've never been here. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. So, anyways, to all of those that are listening tonight, I'm sorry for the past couple of weeks or months. I've been kind of really busy, and I don't know, I just kind of wanted to leave. Do something else. And if you haven't figured it out, no, that's not Lee that's here, because he flaked out on me again. I'm giving him the thumbs down as usual, because he can't get Skype to work, whatever. And we have Scintilla here, who's helping me.
How long did you expect me to stay quiet, dude?
I don't know, dude. Just keep saying something. But anyways... And yeah, you read that right. We actually do have three guests tonight. I'm going to leave it a mystery until we just call them up and you'll just have to figure out who it is.
Oh, how nice of you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's kind of like the little news flashes that you hear in between something like, somebody dies, more details at 11 or something, whatever. It's really stupid.
Well, it doesn't make a difference to me. I mean, because I already know who they all are. But...
One of your favorite types of meat has been poisoned. Find out which one at 11.
Stupid. An emergency recall of 1 million units of blank.
Something. Oh, by the way, one of the guests was supposed to be decoy, but he's gay. So we can't have him as a guest. Because he's probably going to spread AIDS all over the radio. No, actually, he's on 56K, and it just won't work out. But anyways, all
right. And if anyone listening is not in the IRC room right now, you should be, because there is much hilarity to be had.
Yeah, everyone's just kind of, like, poking fun at me and, like, calling me gay and stuff.
I think they're calling
me
gay, actually.
It's all right. I mean, I am sort of gay. You know, I mean, I do grope people, like... Crazy.
Actually, let me see. I think they're making fun of Lee more than they're making fun of us.
Anyways. All right. I do have to rant. Oh, okay, wait. I'm sure everyone here has heard about the New Orleans thing. The hurricane down there and how it, like, it's 80% of it, was it, that's been flooded down? The sad fact
Hurricane
of it
Katrina.
Is, I'm not really worried about what happened to their houses. I'm worried that gas prices are gonna rape me up the butt again. They're gonna like rise up to like $4 a gallon. It's gonna be gay. Like a third, was it? Like a third of the oil rigs are down there, and like they can't use them right now, so we're screwed again.
Oh, I did hear something about that. That's right.
I'm doomed. I fill up every 4 days, and it costs me like $40 every time I fill up. That's really bad.
I think my father informed me that there was a station in the somewhere out in the Gulf that was in the path of the hurricane, through which about 25% of the nation's oil supply passes through.
Yeah, exactly. So we're like gonna get screwed here. I hope that doesn't go up anymore because I cannot afford to pay for any more gas. I don't know what the hell's gonna go on. I don't want to have to take the train everywhere.
Oh no, mass transit. Actually, when I'm playing SimCity, I personally love public busing. It's like my first reaction to any major traffic problems is to just plop down some bus stops
SimCity?
And let them ride. And if they don't ride well, then their loss.
Yeah, I tried playing that game. It was one of those little like 1 week things that I played, and then it just like kind of bleh. I just kind of deleted it. I never even played it anymore. This is kind
really?
Of boring after a while. I don't know. Why would I want to play someone's life when I could just play my own? Like, what the hell? It was kind of funny. What was it? It was Adam X. He made like a college one. It was me, P-Wolf, him, Mike, and Mary. And...
Oh, you're talking about The Sims?
Yeah, The Sims.
Okay.
Oh, it's the same thing, I guess. You know what you're talking about.
Except but, in...
Is SimCity
Sim
the
City,
same
it's
thing
an
or
entire
no?
Si- no? No, no. SimCity has been around for a lot longer.
But is it, like, almost similar? Or you're just running a town?
Yeah, basically you're running a town, and the inhabitants are the Sims, and that's where The Sims got its name from. Because the original SimCity, SimCity Classic, came out in, I think, the late 80s. They're currently on the fourth incarnation of the game, which was 2003, I think, which is the one I've got now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm totally loving the increased micromanagement of traffic going on, because that was one of the things I always wanted to be able to do in the earlier versions and never really could until now. And yeah, I also used to have Sim Ant, come to think of it, but I have no idea where our copy of the game is anymore.
I never played that. I guess a more similar type of game would be like Roller Coaster Tycoon or something.
Oh God, yes. Oh yes, Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I loved that game when it first came out. I just made it like go up really high and then just plop them straight down into the ground.
Oh dear. Hope you didn't kill anyone with that kind
that was
of attitude.
Hilarious. No. It would plop straight down to the ground, and then it would be like a little tunnel, and it would go back up, and everyone would like
tunnel
on the way down.
Ah, yes.
Awesome.
Good for the excitement factor. Just make sure you don't
no
make
one
them
wanted
throw up
to ride
too
it.
Much.
I would just like make people ride it.
That is awesome.
Oh god.
Hoi.
Anyways, I don't know. I forgot where I was getting there. Oh yeah.
I swear. And now every time I go to a. Go to an amusement park, especially if I've ridden the coasters before, I'll be like calling out all the sections of the track as I come to them, like Talon on at Dorney Park in Wild Boar Kingdom in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania. I've almost memorized the setup. I mean, the first inversion is a big loop, then uphill into an inline twist, down the hill into an Immelman, and so on and so forth.
Good job.
It's totally all the Roller Coaster Tycoon that did that to me.
That's
and I've also become fond in the past year or two of making stupid poses for the roller coaster photos.
I don't know what that
And every
is.
So often they come out okay.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind. Wasn't there? Oh God, I saw one of like what was it, Chang, where they took off their shirt.
Shirtless O'Clock.
Yeah, that was horrible. I'm like, God, I only needed to see that. Actually, I didn't need to see that at all. I saw it way too many times already, and it was really bad. The first time that I saw that, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Anyway.
Where was that taken again? I can't even remember. Was that Cedar Point?
Yeah, it was at Cedar Point, but I saw it at ASIN, like a few days before he did that, and it was just, that was just already too much. Anyways, all right, we're gonna switch over here to the convention scene. Otakon.
Ooh, the convention scene.
Otakon.
Which was
That's
August.
That's like your freaking home con and you didn't go. What the hell, man?
If by home con you mean that I've been to it more times than any other con, and by that I mean twice.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's
then,
the one
I guess
closest to you, isn't it?
No, Anime Next is closer.
Well, that's not a
Anime
real
Next is
con.
Within driving range. We don't have to, like, get a hotel there.
That's not a real con.
Yes, it is. It's got an expo center, for crying out loud.
You have any... have you seen all the Otakon videos? The winners?
I saw them all at the pre-screenings. Does that count?
You saw all the pre-screenings?
Yeah, I went to the King of Prussia pre-screening.
There's... oh, man. The winner of the drama category, Nightmare. Oh, God, that's a great video. Have you seen it?
To be totally honest, I don't remember that one.
You don't remember? Freaking download it right now, I'm going to slap you in the face.
I remember Jonsky's NT5 Squared, and I remember Mike and Mary's I Walk Alone. That was actually my pick to win the category. But, I guess I'll have to check that out.
Are you kidding me? Anyways. You should really watch it. I really like it because it was, I don't know, I guess it brought some kind of life back into Ava, which has been beat to nothingness. But it's a really good video, so if you haven't seen that, check that out. I think it's still on the front page of the announcements, maybe. But it's called Nightmare. I forgot who made it. I think it was like
I found the link via the contest lists. Yeah.
Yeah, is it there? You see it?
All right, I shall
Anyways,
add this to my
for
list
anyone
of
who
videos
hasn't seen
to
it,
get.
Go watch it. It's really good. I haven't seen most of the other videos, so I can't say much for the other ones.
And
I think
we have
Lee here.
Background hum.
Hello? Lee.
Hi!
Hello.
Oh my god, it's working. I hate
Holy
this program
crap, we
so
got
much.
Knives on. So we have three hosts, or three co-hosts.
I think
tonight.
That means they can stop making fun of you in the IRC now.
No, this is only gonna add fuel to the fire.
No, I just, Skype is just the worst program. I mean, this is like the only time it's actually worked when you've tried calling me for the past like 8 tries.
Can you actually hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Alright,
for now.
Good.
Hi.
For now. Right, well, if you flake out on us, it's fine.
Yeah, whatever. Yes, right. I'm editing for VG3. Oh my god.
Yeah, I heard you what? Have, like, 4 programs open.
Yeah, kind
of. So it's you have Premiere and then 3 instances of Particle Illusion open?
No. Nah, I've got Premiere, After Effects, Photoshop, and ImageReady open right now.
Okay.
So that would be what I'm doing.
All right, I'll believe you, man. I'll believe you.
I promise.
When does that due, anyway?
As soon as possible. I think Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Is he gonna kick you out if you don't finish?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Anyways, have you been listening in on what we're talking about now?
A little bit, just like kind of in the background. What you talking about, Otakon and Nightmare or something?
Yeah. Did you like any of the other videos in Otakon?
Yes and no. I liked some of the videos. Nightmare was pretty good, but I think it was like, oh my god, amazing, but I didn't think it was very good. I wasn't like blown away as like I was with some with this one pro entry that I've been raving about lately. But
We can't disclose the pro entries yet.
Oh, I know. I'm not gonna say anything about them. It's the fact that there was one of them I just really liked. That was made by a certain editor. That is probably very obvious to who made it, but I'm not going to say.
Alright. Anyways. I'm going to play just a couple songs here, and then we're going to go and call up our first guest. And I'll keep you guessing until the moment you call that person. So, here's some more songs for you. I hope you like these songs. Well, I know Aqua will. So here we go.
Why'd you get away from me? I did not set it free. Why'd you run away from me?
He's made out of me! He's made out of me! He's made out of me! Made out of me! Made out of me!
Away from me, I did not set her free. My mom ran away from me.
She's made out of me. She's made out of me. Made out of me. Made out of me. Made out of me.
Chocolate chip,
is it because I've got some of those cookies?
Like them?
No, cookies. Cookies. I've got cookies. Lots of cookies. It's time for cookies.
Great.
I've got a lot of cookies.
That's good.
They just came out of the oven. They've got chocolate chips in them.
I love the chips.
Cookies are good. Cookies are great. You want them to eat. Cookie time.
Is it cookie time?
Cookies.
I want them.
Of cookies.
Great.
Time for cookies.
AMB Radio salutes real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Lincoln Ball Z Video Creator.
Mr. Lincoln Ball Z Video Creator!
Your tireless efforts have produced more videos than any man could ever possibly watch.
So many!
Was that a black strobe? Oh my, I haven't seen that effect before.
Ooh, an invert!
So go ahead and listen to AMV Radio, you tireless Lincoln Ball Z Video Creators. Maybe you'll get better one day.
Mr. Lincoln Ball Z Video Creator!
Hey guys, we're back. Hi.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Hi all. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. We were just discussing who made what video in AWP Pro.
Since there's some disagreements.
Even though I have never seen it, because I didn't enter Pro.
Because you suck.
Because I'm not a pro. In fact, I don't even know if my video made it into AWO Expo, because the night that I was uploading it, I just kind of turned off my computer to go to sleep, and I forgot that I was uploading it.
Oh.
And now I can't access the FTP anymore.
Tisk tisk.
Oops. Anyway.
And okay, they're still...
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say they're still trying to sort out issues with the FTP, haven't they? And all those people who requested accounts and didn't get to upload yet.
Yeah, I think they're doing it till this Sunday, actually.
So we have to wait until then to get an entrance list.
Yeah, I still have to find out whether mine is actually uploaded.
It's not, don't worry.
Probably not. So
no, I don't know.
Hopefully they'll ask me to re-upload it. Anyway.
Oh my god, Euphoria's in! We're all doomed!
No! It's Euphoria 2.
Sorry, just recounting.
Oh no, we're all doomed again.
I remembered from 2003.
Okay. Anyways, I'd like to call our first guest. So hopefully he's ready. So if you're listening, put on your headset.
No, you give away that it's a he. That like eliminates like five people.
Yeah, I mean shim.
Out of the whole community. And that only points to
hello.
One person in the community.
Hi.
I've never actually heard Hi. That pronoun before.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear Hi. Me now?
Yes, we can
Good.
Hear you. You know what? I want you to give out a hint of who you are. Because I don't think anyone can tell who you are by your voice.
No, I probably not. Let's cut to the chase. I'm named after a car.
Named after a car?
Oh, wow.
You mean
actually, I'm not really, but
yeah, you are
the
named
easiest
after
way for people
I once
to
heard
find
that
out.
Car described as the only car that could get into a fight with a cat and lose.
I've been outrun by lawnmowers.
Oh, okay.
Ouch.
I think Christy Rad already got you.
Yeah.
Here, this is Metro AMV, Mr. Telephone Love himself.
Yeah, this
Indeed.
Guy lives like...
Welcome AMV
like
Radio.
20 miles down from me. I've never met the guy before.
I know.
Yeah, good job, you jerk.
I feel left out in the cold, up here in Dunwoody, all by myself.
Hey, dude, Marietta's not that much better.
So anyways, what's up, man?
Nothing much. I'd just like to say, if anybody hasn't seen Nightmare, they should probably go see it. It's a really, what I'd consider a fun drama video to watch. It has a really nice style to it.
Fun drama video?
Yeah. It's not one of those depressing, everybody dies. It's a really
romance-esque. Romance-esque.
Like, action romance?
Action romance. Hey, nothing wrong with action romance.
Okay.
That's right.
Anyways. Alright, I'm gonna ask you something.
Alright.
Are you gonna release that new video of yours or what? Come on, I've been waiting for it forever.
I will probably release it shortly before or shortly after AWA. I still have to touch up some work on it, so.
Alright, I got another question for you.
Alright.
Alright. If you had to decide, RDS or BSP?
Oh, God. RDS
no, we're not bringing
or
this up
BSP?
Anymore.
Do you guys ask everyone this?
I guess we have to.
Yeah, it just pops up.
yeah,
I don't
sure.
know.
Sure, we'll go with RDS tonight. If
awesome.
We have more BSP hosts on the next time you guys call me, I'll go with them.
What happened to BCD anyway?
BSP is dead.
Yeah, they are
I
dead.
Don't know if you guys haven't heard, but apparently BT got into a car accident and he's in a coma.
Who?
BT. He's a member of Burnt Toast. He's a member of BSP.
Oh, Burnt Toast.
Yeah. He has.
I thought you meant Brian Tronso.
No. Though we always joke around with him with that. So yeah, he's in a coma right now. So. Everyone send your regards to him. I think DCD is actually working on a little video for BT.
All right.
Anyways, I'll let you guys figure that one out. Hey, Metro.
Yeah.
You're going to AWA, right?
I will be at AWA.
Are you, like... staying there, or are you just driving there every day?
Right now the plan is probably to drive. I'll probably keep an eye on the forums to see if anybody wants a roommate. And
just do like me, dude. Just like drive there for Friday or whatever, and then Saturday night just pay someone like $15 to crash on their floor after you're pissed drunk or something, you know?
Yeah, that would be a nice plan, so we'll see what happens. I'm not too worried about it. I'll figure just play it by ear when it comes. So.
Yeah, so, it happens.
Alright. I kind of want, hey, Metro.
Yeah.
This new video of yours that you're working on, are you going to give anyone a hint of what it's about?
It actually started out as a action romance, but didn't end up that way. Sort of like all my other
so
videos. They always
a
start out as
fun
well. Yeah, yeah.
But
like my Telephone Love was actually a straight up drama video. But
yeah,
then
I know.
I got
like
through...
right at the start of that, I'm like, man, this is gonna be a pretty good
Until...
drama video. And then, wham, you just change it into this really.
Yeah,
video
I made about got awesome about like two 2/3 of the way through it, and I just said, man, this is just sappy as hell. Like, this is, I can't even look at this. So I was like, ah, just screw it. I'll just let it go to hell. And it's like...
It's always a good idea.
Yeah. So... But, the new video has just, I guess, an action, a lot of motion graphics, a lot of compositing. I've actually been working on it for about, I guess, 18, 19 months now. So,
ooh.
Yeah. We'll see. See what happens.
No, don't. People, it sucks. I'm just trying to hype up something that really sucks. So.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me. It really does blow. It's kind of like static, too.
Right.
I'll kill you.
I'm just kidding. It's horrible. I'm gonna be right back, actually. So you guys talk amongst yourselves.
What?
Be right back. Just one second. Right.
So we lose one host. I guess we're down to two.
Yeah, it happens. All right. So, Metro.
Yeah.
Why didn't you come to AWA last year?
I was grand opening a major retail store at the time. I was putting in like 80-hour weeks. So.
Dude, you work too much.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, but this year I'll be there. So
cool,
I look
cool.
forward to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'll be there too much. I'm actually staffing this year, and which means that
really
I'm gonna be there all the time.
What capacity?
Yeah,
are you going to be staffing in the AMV?
Yeah, I'm staffing in the VAT room.
All right, so that's not bad then.
Oh no, it's gonna be a lot of work. But I mean, it's gonna be a lot of fun too, but. Yeah, you'll see me walk around with those little, you know, headsets and like radios and stuff. But which also it sucks though because I get to miss the AMV dinner, which is not something I wanted to do. But I guess my previous responsibilities come first.
Nah, go ahead and skip. Come to the dinner.
No one skip. Yeah, I'll sneak out.
Yeah.
Now my whole plan is to get my foot in the door so I can then like make Matt assign me to run the AWA Pro contest for next year. Yes. I will then re-encode all your videos in like 1,000 kb per second.
So can I go ahead and bribe you now to go ahead and ruin everyone else's video?
Yeah. Are we losing the AWA Pro contest coordinator?
No. Who we lost last year was Patrick Bonet, or Bonet.
Oh, right. I knew about that.
He just kind of had too much and just kind of quit. And the person that replaced him is Wayne Hamilton, who is doing an okay job, and he's trying very hard. He's definitely, in my personal opinion, has some issues he needs to work on with encoding and like DVD authoring and all that kind of stuff. But
yes, no argument there.
Yeah, so I was hoping that maybe I could do it. Maybe I can convince Matt that I know a lot about encoding and DVD authoring. He'll let me do it or something. So
I hate DVD authoring. It's for me. It's like magic. I can never get it to work. I do everything right, and it still doesn't work.
It's because you're
not
cool.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Dude, we don't want you. We were doing fine. Yeah. Just
okay, fine. I'm gonna go away for a little bit again.
All right.
I don't suppose there's been any word on possibility.
Your mom, you're right. She hasn't called me back yet.
Possibility of Patrick coming back.
Pat, no, he's not coming back. He might not even come to AWA this year. Like, not even. He might not even attend. You know.
Oof.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of drop off recently of big names in the AMV community.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to retire.
Yeah, whatever.
Again?
For another 2 years.
Another 2 years.
And then come back.
I never went to AWA in the first place, so...
No, you need to. It's the best. It's the best con, by far.
That's what everybody keeps telling me, yeah.
Yep, and because we're right, you know.
I keep saying I will go one of these days, but...
Yeah.
Oh, God. What did Mr. Oni just post? I'm a little scared.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay,
I guess we have some potential callers lined up.
Yeah, some people want to call in. I guess we have to let someone go. I guess I will go and finish working on my BG3 video.
Bye, Lee.
Bye.
I don't do this. Caster is going to eat my face off. So, and then Fluxy is going to, like, fuck my skull once my face is gone. So.
What the hell are you talking about? You're a sick man.
It happens. Okay.
All right. See you. That was really gay.
I wonder if they can get that on video.
Yeah, I would pay for
it. Maybe it could be an Iron Chef ingredient.
Oh god, that's disgusting. Anyways, I'm taking callers for Metro right now, but if no one wants to call in for Metro, I'm gonna call in random people.
Alright.
Actually, there's this one video I kinda wanna discuss.
Alright.
And hopefully one of the editors of that project is around. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I guess it got released a couple weeks ago. It's a what is it? Was it? I think it was originally called
ASM?
Yeah, ASM. There you go. ASM.
That's gold.
Anal sex machine. I don't know if you guys have all seen it, but it's hilarious. And I'm hoping to talk to one of the editors.
And I hardly even know who the guy is.
Yeah.
Sammy?
Yeah.
Do you know who Sammy is?
I mean, I wasn't around when he was, like, 3 years ago before he left. So when I first started asking about him, I saw him, like, making some stupid posts in his journal. I asked some people about it, and I got a whole bunch of, basically, they're like, oh, I guess you wouldn't have heard of the stories, would you?
I didn't really know Sammy either until all of a sudden people just started talking about him.
I know he put me on his hate list at one point.
I was on his hate list too. I think everyone is on his hate list for some reason.
He never did come out with the Euphoria Killer, did he?
No, he did, but it sucked.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I made a little small
announcement about it, but no one cared about it, so they just. And then he got really pissed off when people were giving it, like, sevens and eights. So he didn't make a big deal out of it. It was kind of funny. I saw the video. It was really bad.
5.5 is average, people. It was
really pretty bad. Okay, well, since I can't locate any of the people on Skype that did the video, I'm going to call up Tono Fear, who has a question for Metro. And hopefully he has his headset on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up? Are you there?
Yeah. Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, we can kind of hear you.
Sorry, my mic is old as the fucking stones.
Oh, much stones? Better, much better. We can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, that's fine. That's good.
Okay, I kind of have to hold it about an inch from my face, but okay.
All right, so we have two Atlanteans here.
Well, I'm not technically an Atlantean. I'm about 60 miles out.
Close enough. You're a Georgian.
Yeah, we all stick together.
60 yeah,
miles out. That's close enough for Atlanta.
Georgia? Sorry. We don't have DCD down here to say that. So, what's your question for Metro?
I really don't know. I just wanted to get on the radio.
I was actually just
made it.
I was actually just
at least say something funny,
or pimp something. Do you got any videos?
Sorry.
Do you even know who Metro is?
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah, I don't think many people know who I am. So
that's okay.
Shut the hell up, Coop.
Telephone love.
So what did you want to say? Why did you want to get on the radio?
I just wanted to prove, once and for all, that I am not a goddamn little kid.
Well, what does that prove on your on the voice in on the show?
Because you're not breaking up this time.
Okay.
Yeah, because I actually have high-speed internet now.
Oh, okay.
Finally!
I was just today playing back the copy I had, the MP3 copy of the broadcast that you were on before. I think it was when me and Santa were the guest stars, and, special guests, and Coop made that comment about you sounding like a retarded child. So I remember that very clearly. Yes,
I'm
but it's all better now.
Do you want a hug? I'll give you
shut
a hug.
Shut up, Coop. Just shut the fuck up.
Come here,
man.
Come here. I'll give you a hug. You want an e-hug? I have plenty
Watch
of
Watch where he puts the hands. Hot.
Coop, I'll kill you, buddy.
You love it. All right, well, now that you've made your point, thanks for calling. Bye.
Come again.
Oh, that was really dumb.
Wow. Who's next in the...
I'm going to play another song, then we're going to call up our next guest, and we'll have Metro here stick around, we're going to pretend it's like it's a talk show or something. He's just going to move over on the couch. Whatever. All right, here's another song. I forgot. I don't know who requested these things. It's not Nick anymore, so you guys don't have to worry. I ran out of those. I would have played more if I had more, but I only had the six songs or something. So anyways, hope you guys like this song, maybe. We'll be right back.
AMV Radio, where AMVs and radio come together. Just listening to it will make your AMV go from this...
But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
...to this... AMV Radio. It's AMVs. Hooray, AMVs!
Hey, guys. Hi. We're back. Hi. Hi. Hey, guys.
Yo.
What's up? Hi. Hi. Yeah, there's 10 of me over here, so I'm saying hi to myself.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
I don't know. Anyways, we're going to call up our second guest here. So, Metro, if you could move over.
All right. I'll get next to her. Gleamer.
Can you shimmy on over the couch? Anyways.
There's some room over here.
Hopefully, our next guest is ready. Please have your headsets on. And we're calling Shim.
Carried away.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. We'll have people guess who this is. Oh, wait. Oh, damn it. We already knew it.
Gotten in one. In one. Satomi for the win.
Didn't even have to.
Yeah.
Good job.
I was going to say, like, oh, Aqua.
Aqua.
Did you tell anyone that you were going to be a guest tonight?
No.
Okay. Good job.
I figured everyone would know who I am. Everyone's heard me before.
Actually, this isn't Moon. This is her sister, the more
yes.
sophisticated
what?
Star.
Cruel.
Oh, I guess I was wrong. Anyways. So what's up? What's new?
Not much. I spent like all day getting my website up and running.
So is it up and running?
Kind of. Uploading stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you could actually announce it tonight.
Well,
let people hit it up or something. I don't know.
There's not much
on
it right now though.
Mm-hmm.
But it exists.
Are your videos on there? Especially your best comedy award winning video.
It's uploading right now.
And you just released a new one too, right?
It will be downloaded, yeah.
A Sailor Moon video.
I know, and
yes,
you and
it's
your
a Sailor
skepticism.
Moon video. despite the anime that you use, it's actually pretty good.
I'll take that as a compliment, I guess. Yeah, I made the Sailor Moon one just to get I'm trying to get rid of this editor's block that I've got going on for the next project that I'm making, because I just kind of got stuck in the middle and I just wanted to edit something. So I was like, let's see how this does.
That's
so that's
fine.
How that came to be.
It came out well, yeah. So good for you.
I try.
So I hear you're going to ASIN.
Yeah, I intend to.
Yeah.
How about AWA?
Yeah.
I can't. 2006. I can't get it off work.
No, how about for next year?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know if you're planning ahead that far, but, you know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Next September.
Yeah, next September.
I'll pencil it in.
Yeah, you should, like, put it on the calendar. Something that you don't even have yet.
Awesome. In case anyone cares, we've cracked 40 listeners.
Oops. We have? It's all because of Toonie.
I know.
It has to be. I mean, we get a girl on the line, and then everyone just starts listening. Oh my god, it's a girl on there. We're going to freaking have an orgy.
Yeah.
With 100% more sex appeal.
Yeah, I think it's higher than that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Coop's got, you know, bring us down.
Yeah, I am bringing you down. If I leave, though, I don't think you'll have a show, so.
Ouch.
Anyways, we were talking about something off air. The whole deletion of videos and the commenting and such that you can't change anymore.
The backlash, the fallout thereof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been reading the thread. It was just too long. I didn't want to go through that. But I heard you had a strong opinion about this.
Well, which one?
The commenting.
Well,
the video comment.
Really, it's something that shouldn't have been a big deal, but the way it was handled seemed like I was talking. Well, Fade and I have been exchanging private messages.
Oh, really?
And
what are in these private messages?
Dork.
I have a question to ask Fade at his panel now.
Were there any photos involved?
No, you fool.
God damn it.
But my main concern with the whole thing was that there was no announcement. There was nothing, you know, there was no discussion about it. And it's something that really shouldn't have been a big deal. But the way it was handled just felt very sneaky and very underhanded. That, of course, it's going to get everyone's, like, backup, you know, type of thing.
I didn't even notice it. So.
I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that in, like, you know, a month when it's all fixed and it's no longer temporary and they figured out all the bugs and whatnot, it's not going to be a big deal. But the way it was handled was, you know, yeah, really lame. And I mentioned it as such.
Well, Moon, do you feel you should have a right to edit your video comments? Or is it just convenience? Why do you feel so strongly about it?
Well, it's just, if I choose that I want to change my words, I should be able to do that. There's nothing in the preamble of their, you know, their little, like, uploading thing that says I cannot change what I'm going to say about this video.
In the terms of service or in the rules about uploading.
I might just have a bias, too, because words is what I do. Like, my occupation is words, you know what I mean? So, I feel very strongly about just the right to express myself in words.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How about photos?
No. I'm a journalist, not a photographer.
Damn it.
Stop.
Do you need one?
I have
one. So, what do you feel would be a good solution to the problem, then? Or,
jeez, I don't know. I really don't see why it even has to exist, to tell you the truth. If someone wants to,
what was the reasoning behind them not doing it to begin with?
Well, from what I understand, it's
let us know from these messages.
Should we go into the background of the whole Tom the Fish incident?
Yeah, because that's I think where it all started.
They've stated that there have been more incidents like this, but his was really the catalyst, I think.
Yeah.
At least that's the way they're making it look. With the timing.
Really, who cares? I mean, is it really that big of a deal if someone wants to say, I want to delete what I had written about this and say that it sucked? Like, is someone going to not be able to download the video and decide for themselves?
Maybe we should tell the audience, for those who don't know exactly what happened, because I don't know if everybody's been informed about the incident.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so there was this fairly well-known editor, Tom the Fish, who made a whole bunch of AMVs that, for the most part, went over well, won awards at conventions and whatnot, and he had a good number of them up on local, on Nago and Karo in the past. Actually, I don't know if they ever got to Karo, but at some point, I think it was a few months ago, Tom replaced the comments for all of his videos with the sentence, "My videos suck, please do not download them." And from what I have been told, I think this was stated somewhere on the forums, probably in that thread about the change to the comment field. At about the same time, he had put in deletion requests for the local copies of his videos with the, and he said he was going to upload better quality copies, but he never actually did. So since then, almost all of his videos had been unavailable for download until a few days ago, when for when once again somebody requested one of his videos. This was a fairly common thing in the forums. Somebody would come around and see that none of Tom's videos were available for download, and they go to the forums and request, hey, has anybody got a copy of this? So somebody did, and then some other people started making a big deal of, hey, why aren't any of his videos available for download? Because I know they used to be, et cetera, et cetera. And it was shortly after that that I think two of his videos were restored to the local server from the copies that they had and I guess never really deleted, just got rid of the links to. And earlier versions of his comments on the videos were also restored courtesy of archive.org, the Internet Wayback Machine. Mm-hmm. And it was at that same time that the administration made the change that has been
controversial
in the past few days of
he beat me to it.
Of locking video information to append only at the same time as the music and anime and title and other fields are also locked, which is 2 weeks after premiere date, assuming that the video is available, the video has premiered, the video has music and anime information. And I'm not sure if there were any other criteria that had to be met.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man.
So that's the background.
Why didn't you use your news reporter voice for that?
Okay.
Because I didn't think of it.
I give him props for
that. and the funny thing is, the only video of Tom's I've ever seen was the one he sent to Otakon 2003, because it was in the contest. So,
yeah, he has his own kind of following. Yeah. I never really got into his videos.
I don't think I've ever even seen any of his videos.
I know, like, a lot of the more artsy people, I guess, on the org really do respect his videos. I'm not saying his videos are bad, I just never got into them. Anyways. So, does anyone have any comments on this? I think some people were like saying stuff earlier on IRC, but I didn't catch it.
Well, really, the whole thing goes to, as a user, do we have the right to revoke what we've already, you know, put up there? And as the administration, do they have the right to say, no, you can't, and basically keep it there? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting.
Well, I mean,
but
that's,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's the drawback. I mean,
yeah,
that's the whole thing, right?
It's kind of like by posting our words on the website in those comment fields, do we basically waive the right of distribution control? That's one,
well,
I suppose, is one way of putting
it. I think even more important than the words are the actual videos themselves. If we want our videos deleted, do we have any rights to delete them?
Yeah.
Because I think Zarxrax made a good point. If one of the anime companies comes and say, hey, we don't want you to host this video anymore, they're going to pull it down. But do we not have the same right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we were the ones who edited the thing in the first place.
Yeah, but we can't sue them.
Yeah, I mean... But then again, it's our money that helps to keep the org going. So.
Well, maybe. Some of our money. Because I haven't donated. Sorry.
And you probably cost the most bandwidth, you dork.
No, yeah. I do not.
You should donate a lot.
I do not. No.
At AWA, you need to bring a lot of quarters to get the fame.
No, I do not, because I am currently number two now. So you can't say that to me anymore.
Number two in downloads or just on the top 10%?
On the 10 list, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I
apparently
still
that's
think
the only
you're number
thing that matters in the world.
Who's first right now? Whisper of the Beast?
Yeah. You can thank the Narutards that give me straight ones.
How you say it?
I don't know. Narutards? Is that what you call them?
Probably.
That sounds right.
You should really see some of my newest opinions. It's hilarious. It's like, it says, like, sucky video and then times 1,000. I mean, like, literally times 1,000. Like, they kept
Ooh-wee.
Copying and pasting that.
How often do you get an opinion on Euphoria?
I guess one a day, one, maybe two a day. I don't know.
I haven't gotten an opinion since May.
You're Wow. Disgusting. Yeah, really.
When was the last time you put out a new video, though?
Ouch. Wait, May. Oh, no, that was March, right?
Hello?
No.
Yeah. Anyways. I'll have a new video.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you not hear us?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you, man.
We can hear you.
Good.
Okay.
Can anybody hear me? I'm guessing it's my connection that's the problem, because
yeah, we can hear
you. No, I can, yeah.
Someone message him.
At the moment.
Yeah, anyways, I'm going to kick off Scintilla and call him right back. Because we have a caller, even though he's not on. So I can't call him. I'm going to call back Scintilla again. Come on. Come here. I'm like talking to a dog here.
Why?
Okay, well, I'm going to call Berserk. Because he says call him. And maybe he has something to add to this conversation.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, God.
It's been a while. Dun, dun.
So you got something meaningful to add to this conversation, Rizek?
Yeah, about the video details, actually. What I actually agree with Moon pretty much 100% that we should be able to edit what we put down for the video, because it's our information that we want to put down. And if, hey, it wins a con, good. We don't have to, like, if you want to like post it in the video information, go ahead. But you shouldn't have to submit an edit request just to do that, just for an example.
Would you be all right if you could just add comments and not do any destructive editing?
Well, add comments, yes. Destructive, no.
What's considered destructive, though?
Deleting all the meaningful comments you put down and just putting down, my videos suck.
That entire thing is subjective, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's like an opinion. The only difference is that it's coming from the creator.
All right. Would it be all right if we could just keep the old comments and you can write a new comment listed right below that, disregard everything I wrote before. My videos suck.
Well, that's what the append is, basically, right?
Yeah.
It's keeping.
So is it a good compromise, or do you guys believe that we should still be allowed to edit our comments however we want?
I still want to be able to go into the body of my commentary and be like, I want to switch this around. I'm going to put this up here. I'm going to put my technical stats over here. You know, like, there's
yeah.
so many things to consider when you're talking about this. It's not just, like, changing what you've written.
I'm an extremely horrible person when it comes to English, so I usually have to go over things, like, 4 or 5 times just to get it right, and after I submit something, and then I catch on to it a couple weeks later, it's like, oh, I need to change that, and then I can't. And then I have to submit a request form, and then it's just like, oh, why'd you do that? We're not going to edit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about deleting your own videos? Should you be allowed to?
That's actually questionable.
All right. Why is that?
If you are given the ability to delete your own videos, then that can pose a few problems. It's good for, like, if you make a crappy video way back in the day and you remaster it, you make it better, you upload that version, but it also can be used for the people who like to, like, download episodes or something, they're looking for something, and then people can, like, delete their video, upload something new, then, of course, it would have to be approved, but if there was no approval, which obviously they'd be stupid not to, but they could distribute like entire series without a hitch. So I think that letting the admins, mods, whoever control whose video gets deleted is better.
Yeah. I don't think.
All right. What's stopping people from doing that now? I mean, if I put up an anime episode, why do I have to go back and delete it? I can just. I know. So I can put it up, then delete it. But I can just put it up now, too. and let the mods delete it.
Well, I mean, you can't just put something up on local that easily. They'll check. They'll verify the file first before you get
it. And if anyone finds it, too, okay. They'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's actually pretty secure the way they do.
So I talked to Callium quite a bit in our, like, anime club and such. And some of the stuff that he tells me about, like, the video deletion processes and all the cues and all that stuff, it gets extremely overwhelming, but it's all worth it.
Like, I really don't have an issue with the whole downloading your own videos. I guess if you got, like, a request from something, like, if Genian walked up to you and was like, you, take that off, you know, type of thing, you're kind of compelled to do that, but I mean, the whole purpose of the site is to make it easier and accessible for people to download stuff, and it's a free service, so...
The purpose of the site, if I remember correctly, is actually just to catalog all the videos.
Yeah. Like, what if you want to, I don't know, remove everything from local, but have it hosted somewhere else?
Right.
What happens then, you know? Like, there's a whole bunch of different scenarios. It's really hard to just say, it's not so cut and dry that you can just say, no, this is absolute, you know?
Well, anyways, I'm going to have to switch gears here. I'm going to keep this moving somewhere else. I'm going to have to let Berserk go. Thanks for coming in.
Okay, okay.
And thanks for having
Metro. See ya, Mooney.
Bye,
maniacal laughter. Right, see ya.
And Metro, thanks for sticking around, too.
Alright, no problem.
I think your limo's outside now, so you have to go.
Alright.
Okay, before the fangirls rush you.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay, I'm gonna get back. We're gonna get Mr. Scintilla back on here, my actual co-host. And I think we have an announcement from Miss Pero Pero. At least I hope so.
Hello.
Hi.
And he's back.
Again. Hello.
Hi. You gonna do your voice? You should totally do your voice the rest of the show, man.
Rest of the show?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God. Oh, what have I gotten myself into?
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hey!
Hello!
Hi, what's up?
Grace here.
Just a discussion about one of the controversial topics of the org recently.
Grace kind of lost listening to us because she didn't know what was going on. I didn't really kind of know at the start, too.
Sorry.
So, anyways. So, what's up, Grace? Did you have an announcement, perhaps?
Hmm?
I'm not announcing my new video on AMV Radio.
What the?
What did you think you just do?
I never said I was going to release it right now.
Okay, fine. She has a new video, but she won't release it. So if you guys want it from her, bug her.
Oh, I've seen it.
Well, no, apparently she tweaked it.
It's been
some
tweaked.
More, so there's credits on it, so you might want to see it.
Yeah, so...
Did you have something particular to say, Grace?
I miss you, Mooney. Come down to Chicago.
No.
He's coming to Aethon.
No, but that's not soon enough.
Okay.
I am, like, looking at the envelope that has my passport stuff in it. I just need to, like, get it all fixed.
Okay.
All right.
That I can visit.
Anyways, I'm going to play a song here, and we're going to call up our last guest for the night. I hope you guys can guess who he is. But we'll be off air and we'll be talking about certain things that you guys will never hear.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay. Here we go. We'll be right back.
if you turn on your radio and what you hear is... You know you're listening to the unlicensed sounds of AMV Radio.
Hi, we're back. Hi. Hey.
Oh, we're back? Oh my
Hello.
God.
Hello.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, was, man.
I don't really I have any him. Songs. So, I mean, I was just playing songs from a couple weeks back. Anyways, well, we have one more guest, but we don't have any room.
Let me off. I'm going to finish my video.
You're going to finish your video? Are you going to release it tonight? Because I can totally hype it up right now.
Yeah. Would anyone really want to watch it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's a great video.
Well, I'm totally in the dark here. I don't know a thing about
it. It's kind of like an action drama fun video. With romance.
Right.
Action romance.
It's like an epic in like less than a minute.
A series profile?
In 5 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, is that with the credits or no?
The video itself is maybe like a minute and...
Okay.
2 seconds.
Then you got like a mini epic going on here. Anyways. Alright, well, good luck finishing your video. Hopefully you'll release it tonight.
Bye, Ben.
So I have something to hype.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Anyways, we're going to call up our last guest for the night.
This ought to be
and
fun.
Hopefully he's ready.
Now, is anybody going to know who
this
he is?
I don't think so.
Well, besides us.
Okay. Whoa, here's a hint. Here's a hint. He's Canadian. And Mooney loves him.
What?
Yeah.
See?
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening, hippies.
Hi.
Good evening.
Oh, someone already guessed who it is. Yes, it's Oda Nico. We have
really?
Mr.
That was quick.
Somebody guess?
Mr. Weird Video Man here.
Ah.
You know.
Well.
And I have to say this, that Scintilla has not seen any of your videos until tonight.
Oh, really?
He really
Thank
hates
you for telling everyone.
He hates you, man. I don't think you understand. Like,
oh, really?
Talking to you right now is just making him go crazy. Like,
I see, I see. All right. So,
if
you guys got any questions?
Him, you mean...
So, hey, what's up, Odehiko?
Nothing much. Just sitting around here.
Sitting around?
Don't have much to say, unless you have
don't
any
have
questions.
Much to say... I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why is it in your profile picture you're looking away from the camera?
I don't know. It's just a bad habit of mine, I guess. Just looking away. Does there have to be a special reason for that?
Yes, actually there has to be. And
I
demand
hair.
An answer right now.
You miss the hair, yeah. I don't
Wait,
really
you shaved your
much.
Head?
I didn't shave
you
my head,
the most
no.
Awesome hair, and now it's all gone.
Oh, you had long hair before?
Yeah.
Did Mooney
yeah.
play with it?
I wanted to.
Knew it. I knew you guys were lovers.
So, yeah.
Anyways, hair. are you going to go to any actual cons in the U.S. here?
In the U.S.? Not this year, no. I'm hoping to go next year, but...
When? Are you going to go to ASIN with Mooney? Eh?
ASIN? When's that? When's that going to be?
May.
It's like
may,
right after
maybe,
exams
maybe.
Are over. Yeah.
It doesn't depend on exams and stuff. It mostly depends on how much money I have. Or whether
yeah,
I have a job or not. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
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 That's the main issue. I was going to go to all this stuff this year, but it didn't happen. It's not going to happen this
so
year.
So you actually didn't miss much with CNA.
It yeah, I hear that. It's too yeah. bad. Because actually, their AMV contest is really the first year that they ran it. It's kind of a big reason for why I got into the whole AMV thing. Because that was the first time I've seen AMVs on the big screen, and I was like, whoa, this is good stuff, you know?
Mm.
Like,
so it's too bad to hear.
If anyone has been following the CNA threads, you can see all of the Canadian editors who went there like complaining about it, because it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't enter anything this year because I didn't really make any AVs this year, but we'll see. Stuff changes. Maybe next year. But next year they might not even have a contest.
Yeah, oh, well. That's true.
You'll make it.
It's true.
Are you actually making anything anymore?
I'm mostly involved with a couple of projects, actually. Like Project Life and the Animasia, or the Instrumentality Project. So I'm mostly involved with those two guys right now, and I'm hoping to make something soon. It's more a question of, like,
was there
getting
a surprise
more
video for A1 footage that you made that you didn't tell us about?
No, no. I was hoping to do it this year, but... well, you know what I say. I say next year is the year of the Otohiko, so...
Yeah, that's
we'll
what
see.
I said this year.
I know.
Well,
I said it this year,
I mean,
too.
I said it, yeah, it's going to be the year of the Otohiko.
Come to think of it, yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
Does anybody know when the Instrumentality Project is going to be released?
It's going
you
to be released...
You don't have to do that voice for the rest of the
yeah.
Day. Oh, thanks for telling me now.
It's a good voice. I like that voice.
Oh, why thank you.
Anyway, I think it's going to be out fairly soon. I would hope within a month that I've actually just submitted a whole bunch of stuff that's needed for it to get completed. The problem with the delays is that our project leader, who started the project, he basically...
Rose Framley?
Yeah, Rose Framley. He didn't really get anywhere within like a year between last summer and this summer. And finally, this summer, the project leadership transferred to Jasper Isis, who's been doing an awesome job with us right now. So I think we're going to see it done in the next month. I hope so. We were hoping to have it done for AWA too, but it's not going to happen either. I don't think so. But it's getting done, and soon. All the videos for it are done. They're encoded and stuff. We're just waiting for the extra stuff. So yeah.
So,
it's going to be out.
All
like
right.
Soon. Like tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, no.
Damn it!
I don't think we have any editors who can edit that fast around here.
Well,
you know?
You should have gotten some of those French Iron Chef editors.
Yeah, we don't have any French people on here.
No, yeah,
unfortunately. Not that I know of. Mooney didn't want to be on there.
Yeah, I guess he was too good for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like dying at the convention, you know.
Yeah, I hear you had a pretty hard time there with working and everything.
Oh, dear God, yeah.
Yeah.
I pretty much worked 40 hours in 3 days. It was pretty hard
to
work.
Yeah, wow. Well, did you, like, make any money off that or something?
I'm supposed to, I think. I haven't gotten any yet, so I'm a little concerned.
Wait, what are you making money off of? Have you been working the streets again?
No.
No, she was working the con booth. You know.
Oh, okay.
Merchandising.
Merchandising.
I sold so much stuff, and, like... I don't even know if I'm going to get paid for, like, all of the money I put into it. And that really sucks. You have no idea.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
We have someone wanting to call in, but I have an extra space here. So someone will have to leave.
Call in. Come on. Don't be shy.
Someone has to leave.
I'll cut out.
All right. See you, Cindilla.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'll call you back, man. And our caller is Dark Chibi.
Ah.
Yeah. Ah.
I'm not sure who he wants
Angel
to talk
XO3.
To.
Angel XO3.
So, we'll see. Hopefully he's got his thing on. Thingy. His thingy on. Do you have your thingy on?
Green button.
He's not pressing it, so. Anyways.
Oh, there we go.
Hello?
Oh, there
hey.
You go.
Oh, there he is.
Did you have a question for one of our guests here?
First of all, I am surprised that Otohiko called in.
I didn't call in. They called me.
No.
That's my excuse.
He was an invited guest for tonight. So.
I just came back from a false fire alarm type of thing.
Oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
Make you leave in the middle of the night. So what's your question here?
Hmm.
So, were you talking about the instrumentality project?
Yes. Before? Yes.
Okay, you need to either use headphones or turn off the echo.
Hold on. My sister's working on that. Okay, cute. No echo now?
There you go.
I'm not hearing an echo. I never heard an echo, but apparently
all right. Else is...
Okay.
All right.
Now we can hear you.
Okay, what's all up? Right.
Okay, you were talking about the instrumentality project before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. May I have the permission to beat off Rose for Emily for you guys?
No!
Why not?
Oh, you don't have to.
Come on.
You don't have to. He did a good job. I think you guys have to give him credit for just...
I know.
Really getting the whole idea and getting this bunch of people together. But,
it's got to be one of the longest
projects. It's up to you. I mean, you know.
So, pretty much, it's all good. But still, can I still beat him?
That's your choice.
If you really want to, you can go.
If you really want to, we're not stopping you.
Yeah,
but the problem is, you might talk to me a lot. Bunch of useless stuff to me. You might bore me to death with his talking.
Really? Have you actually met him?
Yes,
I know.
He's in my anime club back in RIT. I do met him a couple times.
Yeah, I know, because like, I know you were talking about that, but I think last time you mentioned something about him, you didn't meet him. So I guess you met him now. Okay, well if you want to beat him up, go ahead. That's your prerogative.
Or you can beat him off. Whatever you want to do, man.
He's not that attractive.
Take pictures for us. Take pictures for us.
No, I don't need physical pictures of this. Mental pictures are more than enough. Not that I want to have those, but I already have them anyway, so I might as well see them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Anyways, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah. No problem.
Well, I'm still taking callers if anyone wants to talk to our lovely Canadian pair here.
Canadians are slowly taking over the org.
When are you guys getting married again? I haven't got the... I'm sorry I haven't gotten back with the invitation. I think mine got lost in the mail, so... If you can send me out another one, that would be great. Yeah. You could probably send me another copy of that TPS report, too.
What? Okay, I'm so lost.
I'm sorry. Well, no one wants to call in, so I'm going to get Scintilla back here again, and then we're going to call it a night. I think it was pretty successful having three guests tonight.
Yeah,
you guys did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it was nice. You know,
40 listeners.
Too much.
If it was really 40 listeners, you know, that's...
Hi, Scintilla.
Pretty good.
No other callers?
No one wants to call in. But it's fine, you know. I think we filled up the time pretty well tonight. And
Krat wants to call.
Well, now I have to kick someone again.
Well, you know what, Scintilla, he's used to it.
Not so much used to it as just don't mind after having been on for like the whole rest of the show.
No, I'm not gonna kick Scintilla anywhere. We're gonna end the show here. Sorry, Krat, you should say something earlier when I asked for it, damn it. It's your fault. Anyways. Thanks for everyone listening tonight, and hopefully I will still be doing this next week because I'm actually starting school next Wednesday. And hopefully I'll have time to actually do it. And thanks to all of our guests, Metro, Oruhiko, and Mooney over here. Yay. And hopefully all you guys will tune in next week. And thanks for Scintilla here for being my co-host, filling in for Mr. Flaky Knives, as usual.
Yeah, really.
And thank you for having me.
No problem.
It's been fun.
Awesome.
All right, see you guys. See you guys next week on another exciting edition of AMV Radio.
Good show. Good night.
Bye.